Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 5, The Activities of Sakshi Gopal. After the marriage ceremony was performed, the Lord informed both Brahmanas, "You two Brahmanas are my eternal servants, birth after birth." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Like these two brahmanas of Vidyanagara, there are many devotees who are eternal servants of the Lord. They are specifically known as Nitya Siddha, eternally perfect. Although the Nitya Siddhas appear in the material world and seem to be common members of the world, they never forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any condition. This is the symptom of a Nitya Siddha. There are two kinds of living entities, Nitya Siddha and Nitya Buddha. The Nitya Siddha never forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality, whereas the Nitya Buddha is always conditioned even before the creation. He always forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here the Lord informs the two Brahmanas that they are his eternal servants. They are his servants, birth after birth. The phrase birth after birth refers to the material world, because in the spiritual world there is no birth, death, old age, or disease. By the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Nitya Siddha remains within this material world like an ordinary man. But the only business of the Nitya Siddha is to broadcast the glories of the Lord. This incident appears to be an ordinary story about a marriage transaction involving two ordinary people. However, Krishna accepted the two Brahmanas as his eternal servants. Both Brahmanas took much trouble in these negotiations, just like mundane people, yet they were acting as eternal servants of the Lord. All Nitya Siddhas within this material world may appear to toil like ordinary men, but they never forget their position as servants of the Lord. Another point. The elderly Brahmana belonged to an aristocratic family and was learned and wealthy. The young Brahmana belonged to an ordinary family and was uneducated. But these mundane qualifications do not concern a Nitya Siddha engaged in the service of the Lord. We have to accept the fact that the Nitya Siddhas are completely distinct from the Nitya Buddhas, who are ordinary human beings. Srila Narottama Das Thakur confirms this statement. Gaurangera Sangi Gone Nitya Siddha Kori Mane Sa Yaya Bhajendra Sutavas Sri Gauramandala Bhumi Yava Jani Chintamani Tara Hai Vajabhumi Vas. One who accepts the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nitya Siddhas is certainly to be elevated to the spiritual kingdom to become an associate of the Supreme Lord. One should also know that Gauramandala Bhumi, those places in Bengal where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed, are equal to Vrajabhumi or Vrindavan. There's no difference between the inhabitants of Vrindavan and those of Gauramandala Bhumi or Sridhar Mayapur. Continuing, after the Lord Sakshi Gopal told the two Brahmanas that they were his servants, his devotees birth after birth, he said, "I have become very much pleased by the truthfulness of you both. Now you can ask for a benediction." Thus, with great pleasure, the two Brahmanas begged for a benediction. The Brahmana said, "Please remain here so that people all over the world will know how merciful you are to your servants." Lord Gopala stayed, and the two Brahmanas engaged in his service. After hearing of the incident, many people from different countries began to come to see Gopala. Eventually, the king of that country heard the wonderful story, and he also came to see Gopala, and thus became very satisfied. The king constructed a nice temple and regular service was executed. Gopal became very famous under the name of Sakshi Gopal, the witness Gopal. Thus, Shakshigopal stayed in Vidyanagara and accepted service for a very long time. Later, there was a fight, and this country was conquered by King Purushottam Dev of Orissa. That king was victorious over the king of Vidyanagara, and he took possession of his throne, then of Manikya Singha's son, which was bedecked with many jewels. King Purushottama Dev was a great devotee, and he was advanced in the civilization of the Aryans. He begged at the lotus feet of Gopal, "Please come to my kingdom." When the king begged him to come to his kingdom, Gopal, who was already obliged for his devotional service, accepted his prayer. Thus the king took the Gopal deity and went back to Katak. After winning the Manikya throne, King Purushottam Dev took it to Jagannath Puri and presented it to Lord Jagannath. In the meantime, he also established regular worship of the Gopal deity at Katak. When the Gopal deity was installed at Katak, the queen of Purushottama Dev went to see him and with great devotion presented various kinds of ornaments. The queen had a very valuable pearl, which she wore on her nose, and she wished to give it to Gopal. She then began to think as follows. If there were a hole in the deity's nose, I could transfer the pearl to him. Considering this, the queen offered her obeisances to Gopal and returned to her palace. That night she dreamed that Gopal appeared and began to speak to her as follows. During my childhood, my mother made a hole in my nose and with great endeavor set a pearl there. That very hole is still there, and you can use it to set the pearl you desired to give me. After dreaming this, the queen explained it to her husband, the king, and both the king and the queen then went to the temple with the pearl. And seeing the hole in the nose of the deity, they set the pearl there, and being very pleased, held a great festival. Since then, Gopal has been situated in the city of Katak, and he has been known ever since as Shakshigopal. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the narration of Gopal's activities. Both he and his personal devotees became very pleased. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting before the Gopal deity, all the devotees saw him and the deity as being of the same form. They were of the same complexion, both had gigantic bodies, both wore saffron cloth, and both were very grave. The devotees saw that both Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gopal were brilliantly effulgent and had eyes like lotuses. They were both absorbed in ecstasy, and both their faces resembled full moons. When Nityananda Prabhu saw the Gopal deity and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that way, he began to exchange remarks with the devotees, all of whom were smiling. Thus, with great pleasure, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night in the temple, and after seeing the Mangal Arati ceremony in the morning, he started on his journey. In his book, Chaitanya Bhagavata, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has very vividly described the places visited by the Lord on his way to Bhuvaneswar. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In his book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakanda, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has very nicely described the Lord's journey en route to Katak. On that journey, the Lord visited a place known as Balihasta, or Balakati Chati. He then visited the city of Bhuvaneswar, where Lord Shiva's temple is located. The temple of Bhuvaneswar is situated about 5 to 6 miles from Balakati Chati. The temple of Lord Shiva is mentioned in the Skanda Purana, in the narration about the Lord's garden and the one mango tree. A king named Kaziraj wanted to fight with Lord Krishna, and consequently he took shelter of Lord Shiva to acquire the power to fight the Lord. Being pleased with his worship, Lord Shiva helped him fight Krishna. But Shiva's name is Ashutosha, which indicates that he is very easily satisfied when one worships him, regardless of the purpose, and he gives his devotees whatever benediction the devotee wants. Therefore, people are generally very fond of worshiping Lord Shiva. Thus, Kasiraj was helped by Lord Shiva, but in the fight with Lord Krishna, he was not only defeated, but killed. In this way, the weapon known as Pashupati Astra was baffled, and Krishna set fire to the city of Kashi. Later, Lord Shiva became conscious of his mistake in helping Kasiraj, and he begged Lord Krishna's forgiveness. As a benediction from Lord Krishna, he received a place known as Ekamra Kanana. Later, the kings of the Keshari dynasty established their capital there, and for many hundreds of years, they reigned over the state of Orissa. We shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall continue hearing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's journey to Jagannath Puri very soon. Hare Krishna.